Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media for a final look back at Sunday's win in Cleveland.
Okay, good to see everybody. Appreciate everybody being here. Very happy with the outcome of the game. Certainly, having studied the tape, spoken with the coaches and a lot of the players, we played a really good game on the road in the division against a team that is playing well and is going to have a heck of a season in their stadium, their crowd, very loud, just one of those environments. You know, it was really an AFC North kind of a showdown game early in the season, and our guys responded very well. They answered the bell. I thought it was complimentary football. All three phases played well together, played off of each other as the course of the game went on, and did everything necessary in order to win the game. So happy with that. Yet we look at it, and even the guys are talking about it this morning in the weight room and stuff, and so many things we can get better at and improve at, and that's what we're going to have to do to go into Pittsburgh and play our best football and win the game. We'll have to play a better game than we did last week. So what questions do you have?
John, it looked like, again, Lamar had a very high percentage passing another efficient day. How much do you think it helps? It seems like one of the changes this year for the offense is getting out of the huddle sooner, getting up the line, maybe like 15, 14 seconds left. How much do you think that has helped him maybe just look over the defense and that has kind of led into, you know, more completions, things like that?
Well, I think having completions like that against this defense is a heck of a thing, you know, because they're not a defense that's going to give up a high completion percentage generally at all. They're more of a defense that you've got to try to make the completions count against, which Lamar also did along with the receivers. I mean, Mark and Zay and the different plays that were made were some chunk plays out there that you really have to get against the style of defense and the talent that the Browns have and the way that Coach Schwartz does it, which is great. Our guys made plays, man, and that's what really counts. All the other stuff, the operation stuff that you're talking about, very important, very important. We're trying hard to do a good job of that and shave as much time as we can through every part of the process and yet get everything communicated really well. So I think our guys are doing a good job of that, and we continue to try to keep improving that and be the best we can at it.
John, one of the things that people have said about Lamar, or questions I should say, is about his accuracy at times. And when you look, it's only four games in, but when you look and see, he does have a 74 completion percentage. What do you say about that?
I'll say what I've always said. You know, Lamar's an accurate quarterback. I mean, he always has been to my eyes. And I'll just take the one throw to Mark for the touchdown in the corner of the end zone. I mean, that's as good a throw as you're ever going to see in a football game from a quarterback. So, his completion percentage speaks for itself. It speaks to all the guys, receivers, offensive line, everybody. But we've always believed, we've always believed in his ability to throw the ball for sure. And I do think that he's very determined to be the best he can be.
You guys have been really good in the red zone, and obviously a lot goes into that. But what are some of the factors that you're seeing when you watch the tape that made you so efficient in the red zone?
Well, we're executing really well down there. You know, I think our coaches do a really good job of scheming it. Craig Versteeg is a big part of that. Todd, all the coaches do a great job of scheming. And then, you know, it comes down to guys, again, making plays. I mean, the players deserve the credit. And Lamar's a very good red zone quarterback. Goes back to the completions that you're talking about, the accuracy part of it, but also the fact that he can extend the play. He can also make the running game. There's not as much space down there. So when you can spread the defense out a little more with the running game, which Lamar helps you do with his skill set, all those things are part of it. But, you know, I mean, we've done well, and we've got to keep getting better. Red zone defenses are going to look at what we're doing, and they're going to make it their business to try to stop us. And we've got to keep it moving and keep one step ahead of the competition.
John, what did you like about Van Noy yesterday and how quickly he picked things up and how he was able to play?
He played, it's pretty amazing what he did, really, Jeff. I mean, came in there, he showed up, you know, what, Tuesday on the red eye, and was out there taking a bunch of snaps on Sunday in a huge AFC North game, and that just shows you what kind of a player he is. It's a credit to what kind of shape he was in. Also, is just an understanding of the game to pick it up like he did so quickly. So just very happy that he was able to do that. I know he's fired up about it too, so we'll just keep going forward from there.
John, I was hoping Moses, you had mentioned he was going to get an MRI, and in his place, how do you think Falele held up?
Yeah, I think Daniel did pretty well. You know, Daniel talked to him on the plane last night. He's pretty not happy with two plays, you know, which is kind of, you appreciate that, you know, as a coach. You want to see the guys not happy with the plays that they can do better. And yet you go back and you watch the tape, and I thought he played well. You know, so he'll keep chasing the perfection. The more he plays, the better he's going to get. But I thought he did a nice job. And to the injuries, there really is nothing right now that looks like it's going to be a long, long-term type thing coming out of the game. Some of those MRIs are still getting evaluated, as is Morgan's. So we'll know more Wednesday probably in terms of what guys are able to do at practice. But nothing that's going to impact us for the whole length of the season, it doesn't look like right now.
Last week you said we'll consider that next week. And so here we are next week. Do you anticipate Tyus Bowser, Keaton Mitchell being available as soon as now when they're eligible?
They have a chance to be. So we'll see. We'll see how they look. If Eric decides to put him on the practice field, and based on his conversations with the trainers, they're in the realm, I think, of possibly practicing. And if that turns out to be the case, we'll have a good feel for that as we watch him practice.
John, going back to Lamar for a second, two different questions. One on Lamar, there haven't been a ton of throws downfield. A lot of stuff is underneath. How much is that a product of design, with defense is showing you what you've had some missing pieces and so forth?
I think it's all of the above. I don't think it's missing pieces. I think
the guys were out.
Yeah, right. I knew. Yeah, no, it's not because guys are out in terms of whether we've thrown short or deep or whatever. I think we're running the same routes we would have anyway. Those guys that are out run all the routes, I guess is what I'm saying. But it's probably, it's a function of the offense and where we want to go with it and what the defense has given us. So both of those two things, it's we want to throw the ball downfield. We've had some success doing it. It's really a big part of what we want to do. I mean, if we can beat people downfield, double moves, straight up deep routes, play action, shots, those are massive, massive plays that showed up in the game. Even extended plays like you saw when Lamar scrambled out to the right, hit Zay coming across the field. I mean, that's part of your deep passing game. But we also want to get the ball out quick, which we didn't have as many of those this game. Quick passes, RPOs, those are things that keep a defense honest when they want to pack in on your run game too. So I have to say it's all part of it, and I think we'll just kind of see as it goes game to game. Every week is different. It really is not a function of any grand plan other than we want to be able to do all those things well.
And then he addressed this a little bit too afterwards, but of course the two fumbles yesterday, he also had three sacks. Some of those sacks are going to happen. But the ball security issue, he's had that every game this season. What do you think is the issue?
Well, I mean, I think Lamar's all over it. He's talking about it, and that's something that he's very determined to do. The issues are each one of those issues is a different issue. So they're not connected in the sense of you can say there's one theme to what's causing fumbles, but the fact that they're fumbles is a theme, and they're not good. We just can't put the ball on the ground. It's not something that we want to do. It's something we're very hard, very, very hard not to do. It's like a main priority for us. It has to be. But Lamar's talking about that. The backs are talking about that. Wide receivers are talking about that. The defense is talking about putting the ball on the ground, in terms of our offense, practice and challenging them to do that to help us be better with that, but also us getting better as a defense causing fumbles. So that's a big part of the game, and everybody knows it.
Brent Stevens got his first career pick yesterday. He just played well over the first four games. What's impressed you about the way he stepped in the starting lineup and played at a high level?
Yeah, he has. Brandon, he's played at a high level. He's kind of established himself that way and doing great, and he's gotten better every week. I think he's getting even better and better every week at the top of the route. Chris Hewitt's done a great job at working with him on that and playing the ball at the top of the route and getting balls off receivers. To see him get the pick was big, So, he's doing a great job.
John, I know we ask you about him every 3 months, but when Marlon comes back, do you expect Brandon to stay at corner?
Yeah, I think we'll see. I expect him to stay at corner. I think it's nice to have the flexibility, but he's doing such a great job there. Yeah, we'll keep him there.
John, with Marlon, did something happen that caused him to not be able to come back when you guys originally thought
he's
him with Marlon?
We didn't give you a timetable on that. Yeah, he's within the range. There's no like gold. Like I've tried to say many times, you can't say a date. He's in the range. I'm hopeful he'll get back this week. I was hopeful he'd get back last week, and if it's not this week, it may probably be next week. He's in the range right now, right in this area right now. So we'll see what happens.
John, can you talk about Jordan Stout? He had a pretty big day yesterday, just his development since you guys drafted him last year.
What was the last part of it?
Just overall his development since drafting him last year as well.
Yeah, right. Jordan, his development since drafting him last year, I think, has been immense, you know, in all honesty. He's done a great job. He's a really hard worker. He's got Sam Cook out there with him every day, tucks on him every day. Randy coaches him every day. Chris does a great job too. But Jordan's his own biggest critic for sure. Very tough on himself. And yet got abounds in confidence, which is kind of a nice combination, you know, if you have a growth mindset, right? So he's done it. And it showed up in the game. He's got, I think, one punt he probably wants back, you know, so that's the one. He came bebopping in, but he talked about that punt. But yet he felt pretty good about himself. So I think he's on track. And, you know, you go into Pittsburgh and, you know, field position is going to be a big part of that game. So he's going to be very important for us.
John, you mentioned the impact of Kyle Van Noy. Similarly, the impact of Jadeveon Clowney since he's gotten here. You know, you guys have a history of adding these veteran guys sort of late in the summer, early season sort of thing. What is the value in that, and particularly when you don't have a guy who's a, you know, 10, 12, 14 sack guy?
Right? You know, it's a great question. We have had a lot of success with that. You know, you look back on it, and it wasn't something that we really planned. You know, it just was born of necessity. And got to give Eric and Vince and George and the guys a lot of credit for that. But guys have wanted to come here, you know. Guys like JD, you know, wanted to come here. Kyle wanted to come here. You go back last year, you know, Jason wanted to come here. Justin wanted to come here. And those guys are still guys that can play. I mean, these guys are highly talented guys, high draft picks that still have a lot left in the tank. And so I think that's really the function of it. They still want to play. They're still motivated to play. They wanted to be here. They believe in kind of the defense. They fit in really well with the guys. And they've had success, you know, and those two guys played really great in the game. I thought they both played excellent. I mean, Jadeveon is just really, he's bringing it, man. He's bringing it. And you see him getting better every single week. So I'm just excited and happy for him and excited and happy for us.
When you look at the big picture of the division, some of the other teams, well, all the other teams, I think, struggled yesterday, didn't score a lot of points. They've struggled in recent weeks. I mean, does that become part of your messaging to the team at all in terms of we have a real opportunity now maybe to build a lead?
No, the message is it's a week-to-week league, you know, and what you think you see last week doesn't really mean anything for this week. And I think when you look at the games, Child, you'd have to agree with that, right? I mean, look at last week compared to the week before. So to draw any real conclusions right now, other than, you know, records are what they are right now. But there's only 4 weeks in. There's only four chapters been written. And we've got to write chapter five. That's all we have to think about right now is writing chapter five for us. And whatever anybody else does, doesn't do, is really no concern of ours. We just have to focus on chapter five, which is a division game in Pittsburgh playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we understand what they're about, what they stand for, what kind of football team they are. And we know what it takes, you know, to go play that team. And we respect them. And we're going to have to be at our best. So all we got to be thinking about is going in there and being our best. That's all we have to think about.
John, you mentioned that you don't think there are any long-term injury concerns. I don't know. Was David Ojabo part of that group?
No, he's still being evaluated. There's some decisions that have to be made that he has to make in terms of how he wants to approach the injury issues that he has. It just kind of, I think that's still private on his concern. So I would just say that is up in the air, that one, yeah. I've met from the game yesterday.
Up in the air whether it could be a season ending.
Correct.
John, did Justice Hill get through the game okay? And I know he didn't play a whole lot, but how did you like the spark that he gave you in the second quarter with, you know, some chunk plays?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I mean, just Justice, you know, it was a shame he got the screen call back. You know, what a great play that was. But he came in, showed a burst. You know, I think for him getting out there, it speaks a lot to his kind of courage and character, you know. And we did pull him back at the end, you know, just to kind of, you know, be careful with him. But it was great to see. He's just played great. I mean, just nothing but love for Justice Hill. He's doing a great job.
What did you see from Arthur Millette on tape? Looked like he had a good game. And then once Marlon does return to the field, do you feel like – you have a lot of really good cornerbacks and safeties. Do you feel like it gives you a lot of versatility to kind of mix and match guys?
I think that's exactly right, Ryan. I mean, Arthur played very well. And you think when you talk to Arthur, you'll ask him, and he'll just tell you about the four plays, five plays that he didn't do well on or didn't think he did well on. He is a perfectionist, you know, and again, you appreciate that. But he played hard. He made tackles. He covered people. He was on special teams. And we kind of were running out of guys, you know, and then the guys were going out there and playing. They were pulling extra shifts out there for sure. And he was one of the guys doing that. So just really happy with how he played. And again, he's only going to get better and more comfortable in the system as he goes. And as we get guys back, yes, it will give us even more flexibility and more depth.
John, when you see guys like Van Noy this year, and even last year with JPP, you guys signed him. He has a heavy workload that week. Is there something to be said about the fact that a lot of these guys are jumping into this defense and are able to pick up at least enough to go play a game, you know, just that pretty quickly? Roquan picked it up pretty fast as well.
You know, it says a lot. I'm kind of glad you brought that up because I think it does say a lot. You know, it says a lot for the guys that do it, and it says a lot for the coaches that teach it going into the week, and it says a lot for the system that's been built, you know. So those guys have done a great job with that. We have, you know, that's kind of, you look back, that's kind of a track record right now. So, yeah, we're real happy with that.
John, this is the third week in a row that you may be going up against an opponent that starting quarterback may or may not be playing. Does that affect your preparation at all?
Well, yeah. I mean, you always want to know, you know, as best you can, who the quarterback's going to be. We didn't know who was going to be this week for sure. We looked at both quarterbacks, but you still prepare for the offense. And Pittsburgh's offense is going to be similar with Mitch Trubisky out there, if he's a guy out there. We've played against Mitch before. Obviously, he's a heck of a player, and he can make all the plays and all the throws that their offense requires. So, yeah, a very dangerous player, and we'll have our hands full, and we'll be ready.
John, it looks like we were talking about Roquan a lot yesterday, but it seems like he's an intense hitter. And is that something that you kind of knew when you were signing him, bring him along, or is that something that you can pick up? You being on the sideline is a little different watching him play.
Well, yeah, we knew it. I mean, you know, that's part of the evaluation. I mean, Roquan is that kind of player, you know, and we did play against him, you know, so we had a first-hand view from the sideline of his hitting ability, to your point, and that's kind of a big part of defense, you know. That's what football kind of is in a lot of ways, and I think he sets a tone for sure. We talked about that. Love the way Roquan played. Love the way he leads. Love the way he communicates. And another guy chases perfection every day. Never satisfied. Never happy with where he's at. Just wants to keep getting better. And he's definitely a physical player, though, to your point.
Do you think the defense is going to let you live down the Roquan situation?
No, never. I'll never be. Never. No. They around me in the locker room about it this after the game right there again. I was fine. I got it. All right. Any other questions? All right. Thanks.